This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Lisa Reike from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Montgomery and Macoupin Counties. Lisa, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
Great, thank you.
And we are here to talk about the annual Bowling for Kids' Sake event. It's fast approaching. And first off, tell us a little bit about this year's fundraiser.
Well, as you said, it's fast approaching. It is coming up here. It's February 26th, which is a Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. And it will be once again this year in Carlinville at the Bolero Lanes. We'll have the same thing as always. Have a DJ and some music. We'll do pizzas, lots of free food. The bowling is free. The tons and tons of prizes. So we're pretty excited about it. So
and of course, this has been going on for the past 7 years, and I think it's pretty much grown year after year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're proud to say that it gets bigger every year, and we're still looking for teams, though. We still need quite a few. I know it's last moment, but still need people to call and sign up their team and get those pledges going and get team rosters to me. So there's still time, though.
Now, anyone interested in bowling in this year's Bowling for Kids' Sake event, and you talk about applications, what's the best way of doing that?
The best way is to give me a call at 217-556-6120, and then I can get out a team packet in the mail to you or deliver it to you personally and get your team signed up, and then you can start collecting pledges for us.
And of course, is it the same rules as in hour increments, and then they get done, or how does that work?
Yes, each team chooses what time they want to bowl. They can bowl the 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock hour. So when you turn your roster and you say what time your team wants to bowl, you can come to the event at any time and enjoy the food and the you know music and things. But then you bowl it for 1 hour, and when that's done, then the next team, we have the lanes all scheduled ahead of time. So
and of course. Last year was the first time you implemented, and I think it was just because of the Bolero lanes, just to make things a little more fun, Moonlight Bowl.
Yeah.
And that added a different element to the Bowling for Kids' Sake event.
It did. The kids absolutely loved it. We have several families that bring their children out to the event, and they just thought that was the greatest thing. And it is a lot of fun. So.
It is. It is. Now, the proceeds raised from this year's fundraiser basically goes towards the programs and your needs?
Yes, it stays here locally. Every penny of it goes to our school programs and our community-based programs. Helps us to provide the children in the school programs with snacks every week. We go through a lot of them, hungry kids after school. We go through lots of arts and crafts supplies. For instance, today the kids at Beckemeyer are going to do Valentine arts and crafts. We also, in our community-based program, we do background checks, which are not free. So it helps to pay for a lot of different things for the organization, but as I said, it all stays here locally.
Now the program, I remember when this first started in Montgomery County, and it has since grown into Macoupin County. Talk a little bit about how that happened, and was this an easy transition?
Well, it was an easy transition because what was happening is with the counties being so close together, I would have families that had children maybe going to Gillespie School, maybe dad lived in Litchfield, but mom lived in Gillespie or something like that. So they were calling wanting our services. So it just was kind of a natural fit for us to serve both counties.
And the rest is history, and it's grown from there.
Yeah, we're seeing more and more of a need every day. I think a lot of that has to do with the economy. It's kind of hit us from both angles. I mean, we're not seeing as much money coming in, and we're seeing more children that need to be served. So it's kind of been a tough year, but we appreciate all the help that, you know, the local communities have done for us, because without them, we wouldn't be here, to be quite honest. We don't have the big corporations and things that they have in St. Louis and Springfield. You know, ours all depends on the local people here, and luckily we're very thankful they're generous, and we appreciate it.
And of course, talk a little bit about the kids that use the program. I know there's a lot of littles that need to be matched, but you're also getting help from the high school kids to, I guess, mentor the littles, if you will. How many kids have been involved with this program?
Well, we've had over, in the last 6 years, we've had over 100 kids. Of course, they're kind of in and out. We've had some that have graduated, some children that are older now and no longer need the services, some that have moved. You know, you're always going to have that. But we have, right now, between Macoupin and Montgomery County, about 60 matches going on every week in the schools. And then we have, of course, some children on the waiting list. We're always going to have a waiting list, unfortunately. And then in our community base, we have 10 kids that are matched with adult mentors, and we have 8 that are on the waiting list. And they're spread out all over from Nokomis to, you know, Gillespie, Mount Olive, Carlinville. We've got them all over Macoupin and Montgomery.
And the school districts have been pretty much receptive of the program?
They've been wonderful. Our biggest program right now is in Hillsboro. We've got 13 kids that are matched, and we're actually matching 3 new ones today, getting them started. And then up in Girard and Verdon, that's getting pretty big now too, but all of them are going really well. They've, since school started this year, they just keep getting bigger and bigger, and the kids love it. They look forward to it every week.
Now, you mentioned the fact about how the kids, once they're, you know, you're losing some kids due to graduation. Let's say you have a kid that just is a senior now, graduate, are they automatically kicked out? Or if they want to stick around and become like an adult mentor, obviously with college, that kind of throws a wrench into the system because you have to study or something like that. Are they allowed to stay with the program?
They are, but like you said, there is a wrench in that because depending on where they're going to go to school, when they're seniors, like here in the next couple months, I'll be talking to my senior volunteers and saying, okay, are you going to college? Are you going to go, you know, if they're just going somewhere like Lincoln Land and they're going to stay home and be close, then I ask them, do you still want to be with your little and be switched over from the high school program to the community program, as long as they're 18? But, you know, a lot of the kids do go off to school, and sometimes they'll still come home on the weekends and see them, but it does become more difficult for them with their busy lives.
And that makes, I guess, technology an asset with Skype and Facebook and I'll even throw Twitter in there as well, that there's still a connection between the little and the mentor.
Yeah, it depends. We have to be really careful about Facebook and those, you know, your social networking type things. But yeah, a lot of, for instance, we do have a big brother who's in college and they've been matched for a long time. And when he went away to college, now since they don't get to see each other only on like holidays or if he comes home on a weekend or something, they'll play video games with each other online together, you know, at the same time. They'll text each other. They'll call about once a week, that type of thing. So they still stay in touch. They just don't get to spend as much time as they did, which is fine because the little brother's been active, involved in more things too now. So,
and that kind of proves, I guess, beneficial when the little becomes old enough, because maybe this rubs off on him or her, and he or she becomes a mentor to someone else.
Well, exactly. And the little boy that I was just speaking of, that's exactly what is going to happen. When he will be in eighth grade, and once he's a freshman, he wants to give back, and he'll be an excellent big brother. Excellent.
And we are coming close to the end of the program. Lisa, congratulations on everything with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Montgomery County. And I guess you could add Montgomery and Macoupin County. It's just a tremendous asset for this area. You've done a wonderful job here. As we come to a close, anyone seeking more information about the Bowling for Kids' Sake event, which will be held on February 26th, give that information once again.
Thanks. The number is 217-556-6120, and please call me and get your team together. We'd love to have you. We have room for about 10 more teams, so give me a call.
Jam-packed card.
Yes.
Jam-packed card. That is a good deal, and it's a tremendous event. It's a fun event, and Lisa, best of luck on this year's fundraiser, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Lisa Reike from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Montgomery and Macoupin Counties. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.